From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal prosecutors say 9 members of a militia group based in Michigan have been indicted on sedition and weapons charges. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the suspects are accused of conspiring to kill police officers as part of a plan to trigger a larger anti-government uprising.
According to prosecutors, the defendants were members of Hutari, a Christian anti-government extremist organization based in rural Michigan. Prosecutors allege that the suspects wanted to kill an unidentified law enforcement officer and then attack his funeral. Among their alleged plans, to plant roadside bombs along the funeral route. The group has been under FBI surveillance for several years. FBI officials made clear that this plot is not connected to the more recent threats that followed passage of health care legislation. Instead, these 9 men seem to be preparing, in their words, for a coming battle against the Antichrist. Officials said the group was rounded up over the weekend in 3 states in order to short-circuit an operation they had planned. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Special police officers wearing black helmets and body armor are patrolling New York's subway as part of the heightened security following today's suicide bomb attacks on Moscow's subway system. Additional security measures are also in place in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the attacks this morning targeted 2 crowded subway stations.
Russian security officials say they suspect Islamist militants from the country's volatile North Caucasus region are responsible for the explosions that ripped through one of the world's biggest metro systems at rush hour. President Dmitry Medvedev says violence in the North Caucasus region is one of Russia's biggest domestic problems. There are nearly daily suicide bombings and attacks on policemen and local officials in the area. Analysts say the increase in attacks is due to a civil war between the Kremlin-supported administrations and Islamic militants. Officials say 2 female suicide bombers blew themselves up in the second subway cars at both the Lubyanka and Park Kultury stations. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Rescuers in China are working to free more than 150 coal miners who've been trapped deep underground since yesterday when a mine shaft flooded. There's been no contact so far with the miners. More than 100 others managed to escape or have already been rescued. Senior Israeli cabinet ministers are rejecting U.S. demands for restrictions on settlement construction in East Jerusalem. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has promised answers to requests made by President Obama when the two met in Washington last week, requests regarding Jerusalem and other measures aimed at restarting indirect talks with the Palestinians. Stocks have been in positive territory since the opening bell as investors react to the latest numbers from the Commerce Department on consumer spending. Americans boosted their spending for the 5th straight month in February. Wall Street, the Dow is up 44 points. The Nasdaq is up 7. This is NPR News from Washington. A suspect is in custody in Mexico in connection with the killings of 3 people linked to the U.S. consulate in the border city of Juarez. The victims were shot to death in broad daylight as they were driving away from a birthday party. Authorities say the suspect is a member of a gang that works for the Juarez drug cartel. South Korea's defense minister says North Korean forces may have floated a mine toward a Navy ship that sank last week after it was hit by an explosion. Nearly 4 dozen Marines were aboard. But as Dwali Saikautau reports, although divers have found some wreckage from the vessel, there has been no sign of any survivors.
Divers found the stern of the South Korean naval ship settled on its left side, not far from where the explosion took place in the Yellow Sea. But military officials said they have yet to find any of the 46 missing sailors. A defense ministry spokesman said divers tapped on parts of the stern to try to get a response, but none came. At a hearing with lawmakers, Defense Minister Kim Tae-young said the explosion may have been caused by a floating North Korean mine or one from the Korean War 6 decades ago. An investigation into the cause of the explosion is underway and could take weeks. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau on Pengyang Island.
Prosecutors in Massachusetts have charged 9 teenagers in connection with the bullying of a girl who eventually killed herself after being raped and enduring months of torment. District Attorney Elizabeth Scheibel says the bullying was relentless and intolerable and occurred both in person and online. The case helped prompt Massachusetts lawmakers to pass anti-bullying legislation earlier this month. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.